walk again. Even worse, Dale's company balked at covering his medical costs, even though he'd been a great employee for years. Dale was able to walk with his wife and run with his kids yesterday because something happened. That something was Scott Ogle, attorney at law. He saw to it that Dale received his medical care, and today his legs and his life are complete again. Scott Ogle, 442-8833, 442-8833.
Shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime, sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. When you hear the music ring, well, now you step inside, but you don't see too many faces. Coming in out of the rain and hear the jazz go down. Competition in other places.
Talk with George Norrie. Call the Wildcard Line at area code 818-501-4109. The first-time caller line is area code 818-501-4721. To talk with George Norrie toll-free from east of the Rockies, call 1-800-825-5033. West of the Rockies, toll-free 1-800-618-8255. International callers may call George Norrie by reaching the AT&T International Operator and dialing toll-free 800-893-0903. From somewhere out there, this is Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie.
Well, my guest on the next Coast to Coast program will be none other than Bud Hopkins, one of the fathers of alien abduction cases. He'll be bringing along an abductee named Frank Elm, a resident of upstate New York, with an incredible story. You don't want to miss that on our next Coast to Coast AM. Super Prostate Formula, it's for the more than 30 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate. If you are one of them, you may not even know it, but you may have these frequent trips to the bathroom, urgency, hesitancy. You might even have a diminished sex drive. Super Prostate Formula is for you. It's designed by nationally recognized physician Dr. Michael Teplisky. Super Prostate Formula combines all these natural nutrients that support the health of your prostate so that you can reclaim control of your life again. Why don't you join the legions of listeners who have had incredible results because it works. When you order two bottles of Dr. Teplisky's Super Prostate Formula, you get two bottles of a Super Libido Formula, which is a natural alternative to Viagra to support your sexual vitality. You also get a groundbreaking book, The Complete Guide to Prostate Health. You get a newsletter, $100 value, free as a gift, guaranteed to work, or you get your money back. So if you're not completely satisfied, why don't you return it for a full refund? Keep the two bottles of the Super Libido, the book, the newsletter, free as your gift. Not available in stores. Call this number, 1-800-603-7277. 1-800-603-7277. Super Prostate Formula, 1-800-603-7277. Ultimate Slim, 60-some pounds. Will lost on Ultimate Slim. He simply melted away excess body fat. Howard Morton in St. Louis, producer, 18 pounds, melted away excess body fat. Trimming unwanted inches, and they did not do a lot of strict dieting or strenuous exercise. And all this is possible with Ultimate Slim, an all-natural, scientifically designed formula. It'll metabolize your fat into energy, and you have to do that. Without the energy, what good is it? Ultimate Slim blocks carbohydrates, fat absorption, reducing sugar cravings. You lose water weight, and within minutes, you reduce everything in your body, and you start feeling good. No nervous side effects. You're not jittery anymore. In weeks, you start losing inches. Your waist will be thinner, and you can see it in a mirror. Ultimate Slim. You get two bottles. They'll give you two more absolutely free. That's 50% off. And you'll also get the healthy eating guide and a cookbook, $20 value right there. Again, that is free. So call this number for Ultimate Slim, 1-800-603-7277. 557-4627. Not available in stores. Ultimate Slim is guaranteed to work for you, or you get your money back. 1-800-557-4627. 1-800-557-4627. Well, William, if you had an opportunity to go through a Stargate, not knowing what the other end was like, would you go?
Oh, sure.
In a heartbeat?
Oh, yeah.
Wonder what it would take you to. How would we know where it takes us?
Well, I like the idea portrayed in Contact. Again, I think Carl Sagan probably had very good reasons for showing that this transportation system has always existed. It's been there since anybody can remember, and that it leads to the center of the Milky Way galaxy, which appears to be, well, it's a place where our souls came from, according to the shamanic tradition. There's hundreds of millions of light beings that inhabit this place, according to mystics. It's also a kind of a intermediate point from our galaxy to any of the other hundreds of billions of galaxies that are out there.
Were you always a believer in extraterrestrial life?
No.
You were not?
No.
That surprises me.
Well, I mean, it's only been within the past, say, 15 years or so that I really had any awareness of it. So, but once I got into it, yeah, I was very intrigued by it. And
now you're a believer.
Now I'm a believer.
Big time. Let's go to some calls. East of the Rockies, you're on the air with William Henry. Hi there.
Hey, George.
Welcome.
This is Daniel from Statesboro, Georgia.
Sure thing. And you drive carefully.
How you doing today?
Good.
I have a quick question for William.
Sure thing.
Like shaman and medicine men and holy men, they do their incantations, their chants, and the words they keep repeating over and over, and they have tones. And they say that is to lift the veil that we're all born with that prevents us from seeing the other side and becoming illuminated. Could you not record all those different, as many as you could, and also the residents of this church you're visiting to find that common tone which lifts the veil?
Oh, certainly, yeah, that's a fantastic idea. I mean, what a great experiment that would be.
In other words, if you went to different tribes, or, you know, and shaman, and ask them to do their chants, and then record it, and use like a voice analyzer, and also the residents of this church that you're going to visit, and find that common tone which lifts that veil that we're all born with, that allows us to see the other side.
Very, yeah, very interesting approach. I like that idea very much.
Well, I just wanted to throw it past you. I mean, I really get to talk to you. I love your idea of the tone. See, I'm a numerologist. I study words and names and numbers
Great.
That go with it. And so I was thinking about this idea the last time you were on. I was hoping I'd get a chance for you to. I'd really like you to try that one time, is to record the different sounds they chant, because I know they keep going over that tone. And that's
right.
What they say. The shaman will say the reason is we're born with that veil that blocks us from seeing the other side, becoming illuminated.
Right.
And they repeat the chants over and over until it lifts that veil, and they're able to see into the past, present, and the future.
Interesting theory.
Yeah, it works, or theoretically it would work, because they tell us that the universe is a tone. It's a living frequency or vibration. And so by creating these pockets or holes in space in that way, you would, in a way, create the wormhole through the tone that's emitted from your mouth, which, again, radiates out like a smoke ring. This is why they called Jesus the Lord of the Ring. It's not because he wears a piece of jewelry. Solomon was known for his ring, too. It wasn't a piece of jewelry. It was a tone or a frequency that was emitted from and known to these figures.
A couple of people are emailing me. They want to know the name of that chapel again that you were talking about in France.
Rennes-le-Château, the Church of Mary Magdalene.
Very good. Let's go to our wild card line. Welcome to Coast to Coast. You're on the air with William Henry. Hi.
Hi, this is Kathleen calling from Michigan.
Sure thing, Kathleen. Go.
Hi, George, William. Good morning.
Yes.
It already rained here. William, I had emailed you a couple months ago. My husband and I visited the Hill of Tara last summer.
Wonderful.
And
sent me the pictures.
Yeah, I kept trying to send you more. I think I tried to send too many files at once. That's a big mistake. But basically, one was a little tourist map you get of Tara when you're there. And, there was a picture of my husband and I at the Guinness Brewery. That was my pilgrimage.
Great.
But I visited family there in County Meath. And if I could, can I re-relate the story about the fairy ring I saw?
Yeah, go ahead.
My cousin was taking my husband and I around towards the old family homestead where my great-grandparents lived around Clondugan, Summerhill. And, you know, driving on the left, he's a cabbie in Dublin, by the way, so that was an interesting car ride being with him. He went pretty fast. But he looked over to our left, and he said, "Now, you see that? That's a fairy ring, and you don't go in there." And I looked, and to my amazement, there was this, you know, I'm from Michigan, and as you gentlemen, I'm thinking of this little teeny ring in the grass that we call a fairy ring. Mm-hmm. Well, this was a mound. This was about 9 feet tall and about 20 feet across, and it had trees evenly spaced all around. It looked like a crown, and it had a beautiful canopy on top of it. And I was just amazed. I looked at it. And coming back, when my husband and I were by ourselves driving back, he said, "Did you, let's get a picture of that fairy ring." And I thought, well, we can't go find it. We get lost. And then I made a joke. I said, well, you know, if we did go there, you know, maybe the fairies would get mad. And I said, well, maybe not. They would recognize me. You know, they would know my kin. But, you know, getting to the point with the Hill of Tara, are these like underground? Are there connections to these mounds? Because I know you've spoken of the fairies and how they were, you know, belittled. They
right.
Were fair ones.
Yeah, they are subterranean. And, in fact, that's a nice segue here. We're taking a trip to the Hill of Tara in Ireland with Lawrence Gardner. We're going to meet him in England and go up to Scotland to Roslyn Chapel. And that's going to be happening in July. And, of course, everyone's invited to join us on that, too. They can go to my website and look at the Arc Cabal newsletter for more information on that. And can I also mention, George, a couple other events that I'm...
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Of course.
After France, in June 25th through the 27th, I'll be at the Seattle Northwest Paranormal UFO Conference. And then in June, on the 14th, I'll be in Dallas, hosted by the Inner Sphere. You can go to innersphere.com for information there. There's going to be a knocked-out presentation there. And then I'm in Denver, Colorado, on the 26th through the 28th of June. And then, of course, we take the Ireland trip to the Hill of Tara, where we're investigating more of the blue stones of Ea.
Busy schedule, William. When do you rest, my friend?
August.
Yeah, your idea of a vacation. See, most people would think maybe there's a vacation, but you work when you go.
I work when I go, yeah, and then it starts up in September. I'll be at the Bay Area UFO Conference in the September 12th through the 14th. Mm-hmm. This is going to be great because John Anthony West is going to be there. David Icke is going to be there. It's going to be a great chance
what an assembly of people, huh?
Networking.
Yep, for sure. West of the Rockies, your turn. You're on the air with William Henry. Hi.
Yes, good evening, gentlemen. Hi, George. Richard here.
Sure, Richard.
From Nevada. It's always a pleasure to talk with you. And, William, it's an honor to talk with you.
You too, sir. Thank you.
This has been a really interesting show because I studied martial arts for a long time. From a master who was in a temple from 6 years old. And I don't know how much Buddhism you've added into this, but I see pieces of puzzles sitting together. In the East, it's known, pretty well known. I was a philosophy major at UCLA, that Plotinus brought Eastern religion and culture to the Greeks, and it transpired down through the Greeks. Now, my question has to do with, I studied meditation, and you'll never get the Chinese who really know martial arts to teach you this unless you really know them. There's 17 beginning levels and 35 advanced levels, and within those 35 advanced levels, which my friend got diabetes at the 17th level, and then eventually he died. You reach a vibratory state, which seems to go along with what you're talking about with tones. My teacher, he could meditate, and he would levitate off the ground, and he would actually go to China and see his relatives and come back. He is still teaching today at probably close to 90 years old around the world. And I'm wondering, to kind of sum this up, if there is a puzzle here that needs to or could be put together. And I sure wish I could go to that Paris trip with you and photo document the whole thing because
sure
it sounds like a lot of fun. But the Northridge earthquake has put me out of commission, so I can't do that. Do you see any, have you had any contact with the monks or people in China who have had the that kind of training? That's really very, very advanced meditation training that's taught to very few.
Right. I haven't had personal contact with them. I seek out their stories. The Chinese secrets of immortality are among the finest stories. If you can get a hold of that material, it's rare in English, but it's absolutely profound. And again, there's a tremendous connection between Sumeria and China. And so it seems that while the Chinese have the secrets, that it really does go back to ancient Iraq. I had a co-researcher call the other day and telling me the story. He was reading about a Taoist monk who gathered his disciples around him and transformed himself into a being of light right before their very eyes and lit up the whole valley in which he lived. And so, I mean, these are the potentials that we're talking about here. And while it sounds far out to the individual, in daily moments, we do exemplify flashes of illumination or flashes of enlightenment. We do act out of total compassion from time to time. Not all the time, but there are flashes of it. We do remote view. We do do things that defy science on a daily basis. And the idea is that once we really get this rolling, we learn to become that and live that all the time.
Is there a region on this planet that is a little more enlightened than another, or is it pretty well the same?
Well, again, there's pockets of it, but I mean, you could point to Tibet, for example, but they've been persecuted. You could point to areas in Peru. You can point to other places, and virtually every place you point to, you're going to find that the people that espouse these teachings have been or are being presently persecuted.
Let's go next to east of the Rockies. Your turn. You're on the air with William Henry. Hi.
Hi, this is Lisa from Tampa, Florida.
Hey, Lisa.
Hi. I guess my question is, and it might sound a little silly, but I always have a certain number in my head that just, you know, and the number corresponds with my daughter's birthday, my son's birthday, my birthday, but every time I think of this number and it comes up, I feel this overwhelming, you know.
What's the number?
2810.
2810. So that you see that all the time?
Yeah, and I feel it too. I mean, both my daughters were born on the 10th, and my son was born on the 28th, and I was born on the 18th. And, you know, but I kind of make special occasions around those dates. And, like, I'm going to see Sylvia Brown and on the 21st. You know, it's part of the 2810 kind of thing. And it's kind of weird because my brother died on the 8th. But every time that number comes in my head or I think about it, it just gives me this overwhelming feeling, and I just didn't know if it had, you know, maybe some special meaning or...
Well, let's see, William, you're not a numerologist, but...
No, I'm not a numerologist. I haven't ever come across the number personally, but I do find value in paying attention to these patterned reoccurrences over time. I mean, they seem to point us in the direction of synchronicity, which is when things happen all at once, or it's almost as if you feel this unseen hand of God operating in your life, where suddenly 2810 could lead you to be at the right place at the right time, and shazam, something wonderful happens. And it brings a point of honest spiritual awakening to you, let's say. I mean, it doesn't have to be that dramatic. It can just be you have more of a mundane meaning, too. But I do think it's important to pay attention to these recurring names, recurring numbers, this sort of thing, because they're signposts along the way, and what they're leading us to is that point where we get it.
And you get it. Wild Card Line, welcome to Coast to Coast. Hi.
Hey, my name is Clayton, and I'm calling from Texas, and I drive a truck.
Well, welcome along, Clayton. Good to have you on.
Yes, sir. I have two questions for Mr. Henry.
Okay.
And I have a comment that I'd like to make to you, please.
Okay.
My first question is, Mr. Henry, these stones that you're talking about, I know what you're saying is true, and I have been looking for these stones for the past 3 years. In fact, there is one, and it's here in our back door. I mean, you're going to Europe but it's here, and it's a little blue skull. The grandfather's is such a sacred object that they carved it into a skull.
And it's there in Texas, Clayton?
No, sir, it's not in Texas.
Oh, okay.
No, sir, it's not in Texas. But I can tell you where it's at. And my second question for you is that this energy that you're talking about, I know how to use it, and I can prove to you that it's true, and it's real, and it's a physical energy. And I make trades to certain individuals that are chosen, and my work is known worldwide, but all I do is trade. I don't do it for profit because I'm not allowed to.
Mm.
But would you like to trade?
Certainly, if you'd like to. As I said, I'll be in Dallas on June 14th. If you're anywhere near Dallas on that time, love to have you as my guest at the Inner Sphere Conference. So if you have internet access, go to theinnersphere.com and look up the Dallas event. It's at the Sterling Plaza Hotel there in Dallas. It's going to be a great event.
Well, sir, my wands take me about 80 hours per wand. And, I mean, I would have to send it to you. I mean, I have to go before the council to have it approved, so to speak, because it's like a glove that's made to fit each individual.
All right, well, do that. You know how to get a hold of William through his website. William, the clock is ticking. I've only got about a minute or so left, and I want you to kind of review for me your upcoming trip to France.
Okay. In search of Holy Grail pilgrimage, in search of the blue stones or blue tones that cause enlightenment. And on this pilgrimage, we're going to be visiting the cathedrals. We're going to be visiting Rennes-le-Château in southern France, and we'll be with Lawrence Gardner, fully exploring these mysteries and hopefully bringing home some new insight.
No French wine, though. That's the deal, right?
Okay.
Drink Italian wine. Take Californian wine with you, but no French wine.
Okay.
I tell you what, when you come back, why don't you make sure you get a hold of me, because I want to get an update from you and see if you have stumbled into what you're looking for.
Well, thank you so much. I'll be thinking about you and everybody while we're there, and I really appreciate you having me back on the program, George.
All right, say hi to Ivy West for me, would you?
I'll do it.
Okay, it's William Henry. What a great guy. You know, he devotes his life to mythology, and if you haven't had a chance to get up to his website, well, go ahead and do that. It's williamhenry.net. But anytime you're on Coast to Coast, Mr. Lone Hood makes it very easy for you. He links it right up. And while you're on that website, if you want to look at the La Woogie, speaking French, that's under Hot Stories, see if you can figure out that little card trick. Have some fun with it, okay? For Steve Carr, Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lone Hood, the webmaster, Barbara Simpson, Art Bell, somewhere out there, I'm George Norrie. On Coast to Coast AM. Be safe, everyone.
Dale spent yesterday with his family at the lake. He threw the frisbee to his boys. He walked around the lake with his wife and watched the boats glide by. Nothing too remarkable, you might think. But if you had seen Dale 3 years ago, you might indeed think it was an amazing day. You see, Dale was a construction worker. When a strap holding steel rods busted, over 3 tons of steel came rolling down at Dale, crushing his ankle and breaking both legs. The prognosis was uncertain. Dale might never walk again. Even worse, Dale's company balked at covering his medical cost, even though he'd been a great employee for years. Dale was able to walk with his wife and run with his kids yesterday because something happened. That something was Scott Ogle, attorney at law. He saw to it that Dale received his medical care, and today his legs and his life are complete again. Scott Ogle, 442-8833, 442-8833.
Ready to change your life for the better? Fitness HQ, we sell the finest fitness equipment in the world at the guaranteed lowest prices. But that's not the main reason people shop here. Hi, this is Jeff Levitt, president of Fitness HQ. People shop here because we change their lives. When you start getting in shape, you look better, but maybe more importantly, you feel better. You have more energy, a better outlook on life. Fitness HQ works with pro athletes all over Texas, but the bread and butter of our business is people like you. Has it been years since you worked out? Great. We know exactly where you should start. Weekend warrior who's ready for the next level, we'll help take you there. And Fitness HQ will educate you, motivate you, and help you grab your fitness dreams. Come see us.
Fitness HQ, with 9 stores, including La Frontera Shopping Center in Round Rock, catty corner from Krispy Kreme, on 183 between Golfsmith and Home Depot, and on 6th Street, west of Lamar, in the Public Storage Shopping Center.
Austin News, every 30 minutes, 24 hours a day, exclusively on Austin's news leader, News Radio 590, KLBJ. Now, here's Austin's top story.
Good morning, I'm Lane Ingram. The Texas House is considering a congressional redistricting plan, which has caused many people throughout the state to speak up, including our own city government. Details ahead on News Radio 590, KLBJ Austin. Check your watch, it's 4 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Dorothy McIntyre. Hundreds of family members and loved ones crowded under the pier of the Naval Station Bremerton in Washington State yesterday, welcoming back 560 sailors on the USS Camden, took part in the war with Iraq. Thousands of people also welcomed the USS Kittyhawk in Japan. And a lot of folks are expected to be in Everett, Washington this morning, when the USS Abraham Lincoln returns from the Iraq War.
The sailors on board the USS Abraham Lincoln enjoying a fine dinner last night. Steak was on the menu as they wrapped up their final day on board this ship. They've been here nearly 10 months, and later on this morning, they'll have a chance to reunite with family and friends. This morning, state dignitaries will be flying in helicopters out to the flight deck on the Lincoln as we get ready for a huge homecoming. Over 15,000 people expected to be dockside in Everett as the Abraham Lincoln finally comes home. Brian Calvert, ABC News, aboard the USS Abraham Lincoln in the waters off Washington State.
Weather experts say Sunday's deadly tornadoes in the south and midwest were spawned when a swirling storm system drew warm, moist air up from the Gulf of Mexico, which then collided with the cool, dry air from the north.
It was the perfectly terrible combination of ingredients for a terrible, devastating tornado outbreak.
Greg Forbes of the Weather Channel, nearly 90 tornadoes were reported Sunday and early Monday. At least 37 people were killed. Many others were injured. Many homes and buildings were either damaged or destroyed. President Bush says the government will move quickly to help the storm-damaged areas. Saddam Hussein is said to have looted his own country's central bank just before the bombs started to fall in Iraq. The New York Times reports he ordered nearly $1 billion taken, that he sent his son in a pre-dawn mission to grab the cash. It reportedly took 3 trucks to move all that money. You're listening to ABC News.
Right now, it's nighttime, and you're wondering why fast food places lock their doors, hunker down, and hand you food out the window. Ooh, scary night people. Activate the electric fence. Look, at Denny's, we know night people. We know you like to relax with little mini burgers and zesty nachos. You're not scary. You're just daylight challenged. Denny's, good place to sit and eat.
Now, from Jointritis, comes a unique new weapon to stop arthritis pain. It's the Jointritis Medicated Pain Relief Patch, a flexible patch you can wear for up to 8 hours of continuous relief. Its advanced hydrogel system delivers thousands of pain-relieving molecules.